You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
I'm Steve Scherr. News and sewage. You will determine which is which. Vaughn Palmer is political correspondent for the Vancouver Sun. Joins us every Wednesday. Hello, Vaughn Palmer.
Hi, Steve.
It's good to talk to you. Canadian media moguls supporting the separatists. What's this guy about?
Well, we've got an election happening again in Quebec. Date is the 7th of April. The separatist party at the moment is in power but doesn't have a majority of the seats in Quebec. They're angling for an early election, hoping for a majority. The polls suggest they're well poised to win one. And I guess the big boost they've had so far in the campaign is one of the country's top media moguls, Pierre-Carl Pilado. He owns a newspaper chain in English Canada, a bunch of papers in Quebec, a whole bunch of other media outlets. And he's announced he's running for the separatists. He is a separatist, it turns out. Now, we don't call them separatists, right? We call them sovereigntists because they want to keep it vague. But it's been the big bombshell of the campaign so far. And, you know, it's added momentum to the Parti Québécois, the one that's running, and given a big boost to Premier Pauline Marois, who's, as I said, angling for a majority. If she gets one, Steve, she'll then start angling for another referendum on whether or not an authorization, really a mandate for Quebec to seek some sort of independence from Canada.
But he's not just talking about Quebec's political culture. What he's complaining about as well is Quebec's culture,
yes,
media
yes.
culture.
Yeah, no, this is the interesting thing about this guy is his English language newspapers, which are the Sun papers, and the Sun that I work for, the Vancouver Sun, is not one of his Sun papers, but the others, generally regarded as sort of populist, a bit right of center. He has a cable company, Sun Media, that's a 24-hour news channel. It's modeled on Fox in the United States. So right of center, populist in English Canada, not overly sympathetic to Quebec's aspirations for independence. But at the same time in Quebec, he's saying that's where he's always been. Immediate controversy, what will he do with his massive media holdings? He's worth billions of dollars. He says he'll put them in a blind trust, but basically with instructions to run them independently. So that's generated a bit of controversy in the campaign. I mean, as I said, a guy this prominent, this major, deciding to run for public office and clash. People said it was unfair to immigrants. There were complaints from civil libertarians about it. But it emphasized the French-Canadian identity and the need for independence, the secular nature of Quebec society. And the French-Canadian population that decides these elections, and Quebec is overwhelmingly majority French-Canadian, has gravitated to the party, standing up for their language and culture. Now having their most prominent media mogul siding with them has given them a big boost. I mean, you know, elections in this country go down to the wire. We know that from the last one in British Columbia, which was an upset. But at the moment, and it's a very tight campaign, I mean, these campaigns don't even last very long, right? 28 days. The odds favor the Parti Québécois, the sovereigntists, the separatists, whatever you want to call them, winning.
It's 28-day campaign.
It's going to Korea. Could be good news for lumber. And it's the first one Canada's signed with an Asian country, so it's an outreach there and important. Obviously, we have NAFTA, and we're working on a European free trade deal, but the Korean one's a big deal. Ontario automobile industry is a little worried that Korean automobiles will be getting into Canada without a tariff now. That's debatable. A lot of the Korean cars that are sold in Canada are actually manufactured in the United States at Korean-owned auto plants in the United States. So we don't actually import an awful lot of cars directly from Korea anyway.
All right, Vaughn, bottom line, you got this discussion about the sewage treatment plant in Victoria. We've talked about this for 150 years.
Yes,
this is the bottom line. Are they going to build this sewage treatment plant and stop putting Mr. Floaties into the water?
Well, we're getting around to it. There's a big meeting on the 7th of April, which is also the day of the Quebec election, here in Esquimalt, which is the community where they want to locate the main treatment plant. And Esquimalt Council has been trying to bargain with a better deal for the region. So far, they haven't gotten there. Their last vote comes down on the 7th of April. Everyone's on the edge of their seats to see if Esquimalt is going to let this thing go ahead. If they do let it go ahead, then it will go ahead. If they don't, the government of British Columbia, the provincial government, may have to impose the sewage treatment plant on Esquimalt. People there won't like it. And the other thing is, we've spent so much time talking about this, Steve, and just years. We've been talking about it for years since we agreed to do it, that the people that are preparing to build a sewage treatment plant are warning that it is probably going to go over budget. It is already budgeted at something like $787 million, so it will probably break the $800 million mark before they break the ground. So one of these days, yes, we will, but we're not in any big rush.
I figured you were going to tell me that company had gone out of business and their generation, their grandchildren had now taken it over.
Try to remember, we mean well, Steve. We mean well. We're Canadians, we're nice, we mean well.
Hey, Vaughn, do you remember the first time you used the World Wide Web?
Well, no, but what? Today's the 25th birthday, right?
Yeah,
World
right.
Wide Web, yeah. It sure transformed the world.
Yeah, well.
It really has. My industry, of course, yours, ours.
I can read your newspaper now.
Yeah, I research my columns online, and of course the other side of that is it's putting newspapers out of business, so, you know. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Well, you know what you can do. You can always go work for that sewage treatment plant when they get it going.
Yeah, they need all the help they can get, I'll tell you that. Wait till people get their tax bills here. That's when it's really going to start heating up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, just don't go swimming in the water until that happens. All right. Thank you, Vaughn.
Okay. Bye, Steve. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Vaughn Palmer is political correspondent for the Vancouver Sun.